expats living in Canada, and both musicians, but of different genres. So, really fascinating show ahead. We'll also be featuring some of the bands that are playing at the Music Waste Festival in Vancouver this weekend, one of the best weekends of the year. A lot happening this weekend. There's also the Italian Festival, and In the House Festival. But for now, we're going to be featuring, first up, Jess Cullen. She is Australian-born, based in Vancouver, and she is has her own band, the Jess Cullen Band, and her self-titled debut record release is this coming Tuesday at the Electric Owl. So we're going to start the show with the interview I recorded with Jess this afternoon, and play some couple of tracks that you would hear on Tuesday night and on the upcoming debut album. She actually grew up very, very close to where I grew up in Australia, so I really have had a lot of pleasure connecting with her. And the second interview is going to be with a gentleman named Craig Thorne. Fascinating chap to talk to. He is from Melbourne, Australia, and he lives in Montreal. And I can assure you there's not a lot of Australians living in Montreal, at least for an extended period. There's some probably passing through, but Craig has really buckled down and worked hard at his hip-hop career, and he's done some interesting things, including not only multiple projects, including one with his brother, but he also has a fascinating story around his involvement with hip-hop karaoke, which apparently is just getting out of control in terms of popularity. So that was unexpected, a little unexpected part of our chat today. So that extended interview will be in the second part of the show. That's with Craig Thorne. His stage name is C-E-E. So that's it today. As I said, the theme is Australian expat musicians living in Canada, their stories, their trials, tribulations, triumphs, of course. So let's start off with Jess Cullen. Let's play a track of hers and get into the interview that I recorded with Jess this afternoon. Jess Cullen is Vancouver-based, Australian-born singer-songwriter and musician, part of the Jess Cullen Band. Okay, so let's start off with a track of from Jess Cullen called The Ant Hill.
So Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. First up there was a track from Jess Cullen. She is playing at the Electric Hour Club in Vancouver next Tuesday night. The song you heard there was called The Ant Hill, and she is an Australian expat. I caught up with her on the phone today, so let's broadcast the interview for you now. Okay, so here we are on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and finally, for quite some time, I've been trying to get a hold of Jess Cullen. She's a very busy woman, a local musician, and extra perfect guest for this show because she is Australian, an expat. Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Now, you are Vancouver-based but Australian-born, and I was really pleased to discover when we first met that we actually grew up in a very, very similar place, central Queensland, very close. Was it where exactly did you grow up?
I grew up on a cattle property in central Queensland, west of Rockhampton. So that's where we are now. The town that I grew up near was called Mount Larkham. So it's like 300 people, I guess, maybe more. I'm not sure. Might be a few more now. But yeah, it's fairly isolated area.
Yeah, I grew up in Gladstone, which is very close. And so I recall Mount Larkham too. And on your bio, at least, you talk about how it was quite an isolated place. And I can recall that too, culturally isolated. What was it like for you discovering music and, I guess, popular music? How did that journey for you play out?
I feel like I wanted to be a veterinary nurse when I was younger, so I didn't really know that I could do music as a career. As a child growing up, what we listened to was mainly like Macro on a Sunday morning, ABC radio kind of business. So we listened to like Top 40 on the radio and also a lot of Christian music because my mom she leads a church worship group. So I listened to a lot of that, and country music as well was definitely part of the musical diet growing up, and Christmas carols.
Yeah, I mean, I can relate to growing up in that area and having nothing but AM radio. I mean, yeah. Into my teens, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what happened as well. There were some FM radio stations, but we didn't really have that sort of reception where we were. And I did end up going to school in Gladstone, actually, in high school. I ended up going to Gladstone, which is when I started to discover more of Australia's, like, top 40 pop music, like Delta Goodrum and Savage Garden. By then, I had already started creating music. I think I was maybe 15 or 16 when I started to make music because we had a piano and I was sick of listening to the same stuff. So I just decided to create music and see where it went. So that was my first experience making music, was just so I could hear something different to what I was growing up around.
To have that isolation necessitate your creative output, I think, is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I had to listen to something else apart from Slim Dusty. He's good. Bless his soul. But I just really needed to hear something different. So I just started making music on piano, also as a way to deal with high school as well. I wasn't used to being around so many people when I went to Gladstone, which still it wasn't that many people, but it was definitely more than Mount Larkham. So I had had some social issues as well. So making music helped me deal with it therapeutically and also entertained my needs. And
I remember a moment when I went to Camp J Radio.
I was in the Triple J Radio because of the swearing. So I grew up in quite a strict household. But in saying that, like, once we're old enough to know, like, what decisions we wanted to make, she was okay with it. So I first discovered Triple J when I was about 17.
Yeah.
So that's when I started hearing kind of more independent music as well. I wouldn't say I was as fond of it then as I was now because I didn't know what the sound was. It wasn't familiar to me, and I was still making my own music. So I listened to more Triple J when I was, like, at university, like, straight after school. And when I finished year 12 in Gladstone, I moved to the Gold Coast to study music for 3 years, which I discovered you could do after looking through a courses book and realizing that there's a music section and there's courses that you can take. It was quite exciting. I decided to ditch the vet idea.
I've noticed that vocals are very strong in your music. Was it always vocals that was your primary instrument?
My vocals, I mean, as a result of traveling and hearing, like, myself recorded back, my vocals have definitely improved, but they... Vocals, piano are my primary instruments, and I also play guitar.
So you're fine with just what you see, blinded by all of this hypocrisy.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Show. First up there was a track from Jess Cullen. She is playing at the Electric Hour Club in Vancouver next year. The song you heard there was called The Ant Hill, and she is an Australian expat. I caught up with her on the phone today, so let's broadcast the interview for you now. Shift it right to the present now. You have years forward now. You're in Vancouver, BC, on the other side of the world with a record release. How did that happen? Why Vancouver? What was the step?
I didn't realize it until last year, really, but I'd been dreaming of living in Vancouver since I was a kid because I remember seeing pictures of the mountains. But I didn't do it because of that. I had been traveling for a few years through, played some shows in Europe and in the UK, and then moved over here after visiting Thailand. And after being here for 6 months, I was basically another stranded Aussie too broke to go home, and met some musicians and decided to make the most of recording an album here because I just felt like it was time to stop globetrotting for a little bit,
All right, and yeah, you've definitely landed on your feet. I have met some of the guys.
I had to do when I was size 12.
Yeah. And I have met a couple of the guys in your band, very good-natured guys too. What can you tell us about your band?
The band I'm playing with at the moment is we have Jo. She's on drums. Actually, I have a couple of girls now, which is good. Get some feminine touch in there. So we have Jo. She's on drums, and she's actually doing a music course at PAVI at the moment, Pacific Audio Visual Institute. So as well as talented. And then we have Tatiana on acoustic guitar and backing vocals, and she's actually about to be a mama in a few months. And we have Jean. He's on electric guitar. So he does electric guitar for the band, and we have Chris on bass. Yeah,
great.
And Chris is another singer-songwriter as well. All of those people, I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by such versatile musicians, because everyone in the band does actually create their own music as well.
Oh, I see.
So when they listen to my music and learn it, they pick up on it very easily because they understand the songwriter's perspective.
Got it.
And playing, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's sure to be quite a fascinating and powerful show next Tuesday at the Electric Owl. Also playing with The Dirt, Dubai, and The Fog, is that?
Zen Mystery Fog.
Oh, Zen Mystery Fog.
Yeah.
So, big night there. Electric Owl, one of the best venues in town, for the release of Jess Cullen's record.
The first single of the album will be Hello Piano. That won't be released for another few weeks yet, as we just finished filming the video clip for it. So that'll be also a release show, which once it's announced, I'll definitely let you guys know what that date is.
Right now, you're still looking for people to help with the film clip tonight?
Yeah, we're filming tonight at Waterfront Station. We're meeting at 10:30 p.m. So it's the last scenes of all the filming, and essentially the dress code is...
Yeah, sounds fit for you today.
Yeah, thank you so much for...
No problem.
With just what you see, blinded by all of this hypocrisy. Oh, and how can you be so fine with taking the backseat while it all goes to shit? Oh, where is your conscience? Said, where is your soul? What will be the reason when you're just too damn old? Tiniest impact on the tiniest soul. It doesn't take a miracle to help someone.
So that was one last track from Jess Cullen. That's going to be the single of her self-titled debut album. The song's called Old Piano. So she is Vancouver-based, and she grew up in Queensland, very close to where I grew up in Australia. And we just had a chat with her. And you can see her next Tuesday, The Electric Owl, for her CD release. He's a hip-hop artist under the stage name C. So that's coming up in the second part of the show. We'll be right back with some more music. This is CITR Radio.
Who are you?
I'm Jello Biafra, and I've been spending way too much time in Vegas.
On June 17th, The Rickshaw hosts the Alternative Tentacles and Jello Biafra's birthday bash. Doors are at 8, and come early for Jello's captivating spoken word. He may even do a song or two. Fuel Injected .45 and The Goblins featuring our own Nard wonderful rock stylings. Tickets are $15 in advance.
Welcome back to CITR Radio. Okay, a couple of my favorite artists to come up now. Brand new tracks. Steve Kilby has a new project. Gosh, he's a prolific man. Another project now he has with Martin Kennedy. They've recorded in the past. And the latest track I'm going to play for you now is Brother Moon, Sister Sun, which is from their new album, You Are Everything. And they are playing shows now, I see, in Sydney right now, June 8th. And they're going to be playing with Mark Muldrow. He is, I think Mark Muldrow is one of the best singer-songwriters currently coming out of Australia. And I'm going to play for you his work, Steve Kilby and Martin Kennedy. The track is called Brother Moon, Sister Sun. Steve Kilby and Martin Kennedy. That'll be followed by Mark Muldrow's latest signal.
Brother Moon, Sister Sun, darkness and light come from one. No one can say which is stronger. Both must exist with each other. And I'm loving them for who they are.
sky opened up, it was ironclad black. Thought I heard a voice in the thunderclap. The voice said, son, what have you done to prove yourself a righteous one? Well, I buried my face in the ash and the dust. It's too late for that if your heart's turned to rust. You gotta shovel the earth and dig your hole. You gotta shovel the earth and dig your hole. I said, where will this narrow a road that's wide? We're on a dusty trail between the great divide. And as he scrubbed my name out from his book, well, the ground and the leaves and the trees all shook. I gotta shovel the earth and dig my hole. I gotta shovel the earth and dig my hole. I said, where will I be? Down in the dirt by the iron bark tree. I said, where will I be? From dust you became and dust you will be. I said, where will I be? Deflate my lungs, steal my breath and the songs we've sung. Roll my bones, deflate my lungs, steal my breath and the songs we've sung. And heaven below, I paid my ticket for the picture show. He will cool and bleach bones white, and credits roll as day becomes night. I gotta write my sins upon the air and watch them dissolve. And watch them dissolve. Where will I be?
Great chat. I've had great chats with him online, and I'm looking to hook up an interview with him shortly. I just noticed he's playing with Steve Kilby and Martin Kennedy this weekend in Sydney. So the track you heard before Mark Mulready's latest single was the Steve Kilby and Martin Kennedy single as well. So two very high quality tracks there. Now let's get into some local Vancouver music. The Music Waste Festival is on this weekend. Oh yeah, a whole weekend of great independent music at multiple venues, including record stores, Red Cat, Neptune. So I selected just a few bands. There's so many to choose from, but let's get into it. Pups are a three-piece band featuring all females. Really great live band. So let's play a couple of tracks for them, starting with the track Take Your Shoes Off. Pups playing Music Waste in Vancouver this weekend.
Oh,
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Pups are playing Music Waste tomorrow, June 8th at Red Cat Records, 2 p.m. Lunch Lady, and then Imaginary Pants. And don't forget, coming up, we have the extra special interview with Craig Thorne, a.k.a. C, that's his stage name, an MC based in Montreal, and he has later in the show. For now, here's some more Music Waste with Lunch Lady.
Dinner parties, drunk roar. Tattle was a leading breed in the summer's loud. Tattle was a leading breed in the summer's loud.
Yeah. need spray. Spray my faucet corn, my blister horn flung into the day. Why ought a storm my gristle formed dung into the shirt doused bed? My fizzled norm sung inside the dirt hall.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are British Columbia,
mocks the
Canada.
Room, my ray, my osteo floor, my glistened shorn mug flayed.
Yeah. I came into this planet crying, but I'm finna leave it smiling. Even though we won in mind, I just believe we all are diamonds. Tired from loss of times, like all I really got is rhyming. Dog, it's like my life, Goliath, drama off the problem, fighting, trying to minimize the violence up against the bigger giant. Shit, I take it all in stride, and I ain't never quitting trying. Man, to all the hate, I'm blind, so I'ma just continue grinding. Homie, they say the road is long and winding, but it's hard to keep the faith when music ain't providing. And I, cause I only win the shit. I got the fam alliance, up and all I'm seeing stars aligning. So I'm hoping, wishing, praying that my destiny come out of hiding. I'm saying,
ooh, I fear the battle's just begun. Ooh, though we're here, someday we will be. Cause I'm hoping, wishing, praying. Ooh.
Yeah. Now my faith is really looking up. The venue's packing out of videos are dope as fuck. Now it's like the cats who doubted wanna roll with us. And finally we blessed them with an entrance when the door was shut. Yeah, lately I can see the struggle hit me. The job is fucking with my money and my visa finished. So my girl and I, we strategize. Feeling like McGill the vibe. So MTL the setting for the business side. New life, new language, and surroundings gorgeous. Plus a hustle from Toronto and it's kill. We needin' to achieve, and my dude's the energy divine. They say shit happens for a reason, son, that ain't a lie. And mediocrity, my greatest fear while I'm alive. So I gotta fucking put it work double time to have a way to lie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those were the sounds of C. He's Australian-born from Melbourne, but lives in Montreal. And great hip-hop artist. I recorded an interview with him today. Let's get into part one. Okay, so here we are back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And the second interview today, another Australian echo in the East. Very good, thank you.
Good, mate.
Craig, whose stage name is C, spelled C-double-E. Yeah. Now, he's a hip-hop artist. And Craig, I must say you are the very first Aussie hip-hop artist that I've chatted to who's made the long trip over here to live and to start a career, so it's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on, my friend.
Not a problem.
It's a very cool idea as well, having the Aussie crazy.
It's a pleasure, thanks. Wow, so you're way over there in the East. So now you're an Aussie hip-hop artist and familiar... folks of this show should be familiar with the Hilltop Hoods, who I've interviewed a couple of times here. Now, as far as yourself, how did you get into the hip-hop scene? What was it like in Melbourne when you were starting up?
It was pretty good. I guess I'm sort of a bit older. I'm sort of in my early 30s, so I started in the early 2000s. So probably if you're new, like, then no one was messing with you, so... We were on one side, sort of, we had the more international American, North American kind of sound, whereas the other guys were these real, like, you know, more underground and real local sort of sound that didn't too much into the politics. But so we started early then in the scene, and I lived in Toronto in 2004. So when I came back, I found that thing that a lot of that had slowly started to disappear. It's still around a bit, but people are just sort of all working together, and it sort of grew a lot from there.
Oh, interesting.
In Melbourne, yeah. It's a strange beast out there.
Okay. Of course, Melbourne being one of the world's great musical cities, I'm sure you would agree. I mean, I'm more familiar with the rock and roll, and I'm trying to educate myself about hip-hop, but how does hip-hop fare compared to the more Aussie pub rock? I mean, there's obviously enough of a scene. There's enough of a thriving scene in a big city like Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, I mean... In comparison, in Australia, you can't even compare hip hop to rock. Though, it appears though, since I've been away the last 3 years, I've been keeping a close eye on everything that happens back there, and I do notice that it looks like it's picked up a lot. I've had a bunch of friends that I came up with in the scene now who are very successful at home, like extremely successful. So it definitely is getting a lot bigger, and a lot of kids are into it, and they're doing just hip-hop festivals. A lot of rappers are playing alongside those same rock acts. I mean, not quite Aussie pub rock, but they're playing a lot at these, you know, Big Day Out and all those other Splendor in the Grass and all those huge festivals at home alongside the other ones, and they're getting, you know, just as many people coming to see them. So I think it's really starting to permeate the culture. There's still quite a lot of misunderstanding about what hip-hop is, what the culture's about within Australia, which is what I grew up with. As it's become more a part of the popular culture, in general, in Western sort of culture, people are understanding it more, and therefore it's been more accepted. So that's really cool to see.
Absolutely, and really, you at this point in time, I'd say you're one of the pioneers still. It's still early days if you think about musical history. So,
in comparison, yes, yeah. I guess it's been doing it for quite some time. We haven't made, I don't know if I'd quite say that, because we haven't had the success that usually comes with being a pioneer, but we have been doing it for quite some time, and through the ups and downs, and hopefully it'll pan out nicely.
And so your project before you started your solo work under the name C, the Movement Fam?
So the Movement Fam is the crew, which is my brother and I, my brother Notion and myself. So he lives in Toronto and I'm here in Montreal. So that's us. So that's still existing. I was in a group. I've sort of always been in groups. I was just a singer. The group was called C and Becca. We did 3 mixtapes and an album together, and we were signed to a small label in the States. And prior to that, I was in another and groups before that. So the Movement Fam still is existing. That's sort of what we put, like a crew, even though it's very small, just my brother and I. But it's sort of the name that, like, the Movement Fam presents stuff. Like, that's how we sort of build our collective or whatever.
So. I've got you. Yeah. And so let's talk about how you got to Canada. What was the moment in time when you made the big move? How did that all come about?
Great question. I can specifically remember the exact moment that when I decided to move here. So when I was 22, I was a kid, and I moved to Toronto in 2004 to do the working holiday program. And it was my first time. I never left Australia, and I was like, all right, let's do it. Just moved. And it was the best experience of my life. I didn't want to come back, but the visa ended and came back, and I'd always thought about it, dream about it all the time, about having really vivid dreams about living in Canada. So in 2008, Becca, my brother, and I, we went to back to Canada New Zealand on like a radio networking tour just to connect with a bunch of people. And as soon as I was flying in from New York to Toronto, and as soon as I flew over the city and saw it, I had the moment, I'm like, I have to live here. So I just knew straight away. So as soon as we did that, I got to my friend's house where we were staying, and I looked up the working holiday visa, and they changed the regulations for Australians. So you, instead of being once in a lifetime for 1 year, it's now for 2 years, and it was rolling until you're 31. So we took a couple of years, planned it, and 4 of us moved over. 2 went home, but my brother and I are still here.
Real shit, listen. Nah, and I ain't tryna let it bother me. Eagerly working, so moving up's a dream. Stressing everyday situation. I'm trying to deal with immigration, a mess with this Francais shit. Awaken daily for it's 8 a.m. and I remain amazed that I've been holding it together like a paperclip. Yeah, but the grip is getting weaker and I'm questioning my motives for even being here. I mean, I love it, but homie, all this starting over shit is getting tougher every fucking time I does it. Yeah, I left my home for a better life. My bro and I, we finna get our music popping right. But shit was tougher than we figured, man, the wages ain't fitting, so this real estate limited. Dog, we ain't finished it, I had to get resourceful. School on the visa tip, it wasn't that awful. My girl riding with the kid together, we a force, dude. Now the money coming in, the sky is looking all blue. The money coming in, man, it's like a load off pause. So this fresh inspiration's what I'm zoned off, dog. I got my mind right, focused on the limelight. Fuck a record deal, I'ma do them like it's prom night. I got my mind right, focused on the limelight. Fuck a cosign, this is C, bitch, prom night. Let's get it. Visualize, plan, plot, strategize, minimize, streamline, and synergize. Feel the vibe, this time.
time we finna rise. Get in line, bitch, I've been away your mind. Visualizing strata in the minds, streamline and synergize. Feel the vibe, this time we finna rise. Get in line, bitch, I've been away your mind. And I'm trying to elevate my mind while I stay on my ground. But I'm focused now, yet I'm feeling so hopeless. How should I throw it in before it goes too far? No, I won't let you give up. I'm trying to elevate my mind while I stay on my ground. But I'm feeling like the road so long, so I won't let you give up. Oh, so focused now, yet I'm feeling so hopeless. How should I throw it in before it goes too far? No, I won't let you give up. I'm trying to elevate my mind while I stay on my ground. But I'm feeling like the road so long, so I won't let you give up. Nah, no thoughts of giving up, you hang around. The voices in my head be talking shit, I smack them down. Ain't got the time, boy, I'm busy chasing dreams. And my papers in the cream in this land of the maple leaf. Yeah, I always feel I could be doing more. Dissatisfaction is a symptom of ambition, y'all. I see these shit cunts making it and I wanna scream. Kick the TV on, so fuck them all, it should be me. But I chill cause I'm knowing that my time is near. Live in the lab and the pieces start to reappear. A girl twinning that music. No Sean, what it does, let's do this, fam. And so it's excellence we aim for. Bitch, this is game on. Seek, bring flames, y'all. I've been fighting my demons, they nearly gone, right? This is what y'all been waiting on. Prom night. Prom night. Prom night.
Welcome back to CRTR Radio. That's another track from C. Craig Thorne, he's the chap we're chatting to now, all the way from Montreal. The song there was called Prom Night, and it's been really wonderful. We chatted to Craig first up about his origins doing his hip-hop work in Australia, and then about what it's like to be in Montreal. And I was talking about how it's really quite challenging being an Australian, you know, well, anyone moving to another country, starting out a whole new life. So let's get into part two where we talk about that a little bit more. Yeah, it's really quite amazing. And off air a bit about, you know, the real challenges in doing that. You know, I've done the same thing. And it's not easy. You have odds stacked against you in some way, starting out in big city. But I mean, I've seen the benefit of persistence, and you too, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's been by far the most rewarding yet the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life, and I'm still dealing with it. I actually applied for immigration last week, so fingers crossed that worked. After many lawyers have said, no, go home, marry some, get a job, sponsor you, but I do qualify under the Australian thing, so fingers crossed.
Yeah.
There's no Aussies in Montreal, there's hardly any Aussies in Montreal. Hopefully they're like, cool, stand off you go.
Yeah, and
but I didn't know it. So I took it in high school, but when we moved here, my girlfriend, for full-time 25 hours a week intensive French course. So we did 18 weeks in total. Mm. And I can speak French, I can understand most stuff. I'm a bit slow and a bit nervous when I do speak it, particularly because they speak so fast, plus the Quebecois accent. So it's a little like I can't work in any retail, for example, service because I can't speak quick enough. And that's also on top of not being legal to work and, you know, on a study visa and all that stuff. I had on top of that the French aspect, and that's why it's me in Montreal has been extra difficult.
Yeah.
At the same token, it's a smaller city than Toronto, so it's sort of like you can be a bigger fish in the smaller pond a lot quicker than you can. And it's awesome here that it's legal to drink in the pond. Toronto is like little New York, and everyone's going crazy trying to, you know, compete with each other here. Everyone's chilling, so if you're doing something, they support you.
Mm.
And we've found that so on top of the difficulties with language and such, there's also the flip side. So I think Montreal is definitely a really, really great city for that.
Yeah, and I would think too, I mean, I would think more of the club, that sort of culture. So you probably made that good choice that way too. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. 100% agreed. Even though it's sort of more like Sydney, a bit bigger and, you know, quicker. Where here is definitely more artistic. A lot of bands are from here, and they got more beauty, you know, a different vibe. But yes, very good point.
Okay, and your brother is in Toronto, and how often do you guys get together and collaborate and perform these days?
great question. Up until I hadn't seen him since Christmas, and I went back a couple of weeks ago. But now we just sort of booked, we're sort of calling it our summer tour. So we've got four shows locked in now, and we're waiting on about another six. So he's coming here next Friday. We have a show. And then a couple of weeks after that, we have one in Toronto, and then back here again, and then back in Montreal. So, we have a lot, and it's cool. The internet changes everything, so we can just collaborate. I can record. I have a studio. He has a studio, so I record. I send him the Pro Tools session. He does his thing. He mixes it. So you don't have to be in the same city to be able to do it, and for him to sort of establish to keep our presence there, and for me to create it here from scratch, we need nobody coming here. So it's sort of build a real rule.
And yet it's still close enough to, physically, if you have.
So oh, yeah, 5 hours in the car.
Yeah,
we just rent a car, drive down, it's no problem at all. It's really, really close.
Yeah, very different world to out here, where Vancouver's got a fascinating music scene, but it's just, as far as touring goes, it's always a challenge for bands to get any further than Calgary, you know? So,
definitely. Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Out east, I guess, there's more cities concentrated over here. So
yeah.
Sort of build. Totally.
That's right. And so how have you found, being an Aussie hip-hop artist right where you are, how have you found people have responded? Because, I mean, you're different to the norm, that's for sure.
Yeah, people, it's true. They respond really well. When you hear the music, because the ideas that you don't, unless you listen to the content, you don't really know that I'm Australian so much so. Like, you can tell that something's a bit different, but they can't really tell. So it's not this complete, like, Hilltop Hoods type of, like, sound like I'm Adelaide type of accent in my song, which you'll hear when you're fading shortly. So I find that people are really interested in it, and more, you know, like, wow, like, they think it's this crazy exotic place. And I find that people are, I guess it makes them a little more curious about it. I'm a little more interested, though. A lot of blogs, when we send out our press releases with our music, a lot of blogs will say Canadian MCs see an ocean, so we don't even bother correcting them, because they're still giving us the shout. So I thought it would be our big differentiating factor, and still is, but at the same time, we're not pushing it as hard as we were because of the number of, like, sort of press that has got it wrong. So we're like, oh, maybe they don't really care that much. But when they meet us, people are even more interested. Like, oh, wow, what are you doing here? What's the story? Like, it's helped. It piques that interest. It separates us from just another Canadian MC.
Absolutely, yeah. And what can you tell us about the couple of tracks that you forwarded me to play today? Prom Night?
A track produced by my mate, Flames Joel, the producer out of the UK. I think he's just around London. So he hit me with that song. It was for his EP, which I misread the email, and I didn't realize the EP theme was sex, and I didn't write it about sex, so it was like, oh, it doesn't really fit. So he's like, all right, let's release it. So we put that one out. We shot a video in winter, so there was, like, you know, 3 feet of immigration. Like, why did I come to this experience when they come to very different? So people have said that, I get a lot of people saying they relate to that, which is pretty cool.
So that's the Prom Night song?
Yes.
Yeah.
The second one?
What's the second?
So the second one's called, like, hashtag road tripping. So my homeboy, Ilvibe, out of Toronto, he's an MC, he's a video director. We've been talking for years via tag weeks ago to Toronto last time. And we thought, yeah, let's just do a track, whatever. So I'm in town, he's like, cool. And then he was like, hey, let's shoot a video for it. It was 24 hours, write, record a song, and shoot a video in 24 hours. So we went to my brother's house. We, you know, stayed there all night and drinking, and recorded the song. And the next day, we went out, shot the video, and then Vibe was like, he was really excited about it. He's like, yo, we should do an EP. I'm like, all right. So we released it's going to be an ongoing collaborative EP called Hashtag Life. So sort of focusing on social media, relatable stuff, which is what all three of us make. So we just had a really good connection. So we're going to sort of put out, we released sort of in three consecutive weeks. So cover, audio, and then the video. So we're going to be doing that for the rest of the year. I'm not sure how many songs. We'll just keep going until we feel like stopping. But it's just a cool little different project that kind of came out of nowhere, and it's a nice little summer anthem. So called Road Trip, and we went cruised around Toronto, went to the Bluffs, and shot a cool video.
Great. Well, I'll definitely put that one up on the show blog today.
Beautiful.
It's perfect for summer, yeah. We'll be right back.
I care. Instead I'm rolling up a doja, putting smoke in there. Sunglasses for the overglare. But otherwise I'm unprepared in my hot tops. Backpack empty but the CD's hot chop. When I walk through the city with an iPod, beats on repeat, unleashed out behind dog. On the beach, sun shining. If I lay back, way back, unwinding. Way longer, ain't no lame one-liners. Tweet the spot, hoping babes come find. But really, these are the moments on the tracks that we stealing. Take them back, relax, forget it. Sun just shining down, and we're lounging now. Everything is blissful, sitting thinking wishful. As I open my eyes, good vibes, how I missed you. I discover wonders with the sun in my face. Smelling roses every day, never know when they're going away. So I hold it in praise, like I'm holding my J. I'm waking, baking on the porch, no shade. Cup of tea, just me and my thoughts. Then I text them through the sea, just to see what they thought. We bounce off, we brothers blended with ill vibe. We've been to climb some charts, but now we in some shorts and loving. Chilling, team's vibing, so we calling it building. TMF and AJ, we got a high in the building, we dope. Pour our souls upon the track and I'm hoping they love us. Cause I prefer to chill shit, fucking forever speaking. Yeah.
Sun just shining down, and we're lounging now. You know in Canada the winter drags, so when the sun is coming out, I'm finna lamb. Vitamin D on a patio, the beers are cracked, and everybody bobbing. Y'all can't weekends, so we chillin' but we workin', cause the music's why we breathin'. Real city chez moi, T-Doc got love, I'ma get the day job. All I need is right her, yeah. So I stay on these beats, eat right organic, no KOTV. Gym life, no slackin', eat the cannons for the beach. Flow tight, stay rappin', ain't a Sabbath for the chief. Come on, I made winning the habits, and now I'm getting there. Micro brewing madness, and the THC is kicking in. Stays up on my status till I'm a citizen. My lady be the baddest, it just happens that we ill as shit, yeah. I feel on the windows down. The sun just shining down, you'll be lounging now. We pass around before the sun goes down. The next town, so before the sun goes down. The next town, so
That was Road Trippin' by C. He is a Montreal-based hip-hop artist. We're speaking with him. This is the second great interview with an Australian expat musician that we've recorded for today. Road Trippin', a great summer single. So let's get back into the next part of the interview with C.
And just before you go, Craig, too, I know there's another little story you had to tell us about. You're involved with hip-hop karaoke?
Yes, sir. So there's an event, not only in Montreal, but it's in like 20 or 30 cities around the world called Hip Hop Karaoke. Basically it's unlike any other karaoke. When you walk in, it's like a proper venue with stage and lights and smoke machine and an MC and a DJ, and you pre-sign up and you perform a song with no lyrics on the screen. It's sort of like a real rap show, just hip hop covers, right? So I worked in the Apple Store in Toronto, the busiest one in the country, sorry, the Eaton Centre, and everyone guests talking to me because I talk funny. So I met a lady and we got talking, and I told her I was moving to Montreal, and she's like, oh, my daughter, and she runs this, oh, you do hip-hop? Okay, like she runs hip-hop karaoke and she's moving to San Francisco, so maybe before she leaves she can help you out. So she put me in touch with her via email. Her name was Brittany, so I got in touch with Brittany, and Brittany actually originally, she's from Toronto, but she lived in Vancouver, and she was a regular at the hip-hop karaoke event there, which we are sort of partners with. And we support each other, and it's a fantastic event on hold out there. So Brittany started it in Montreal with her boyfriend and a gentleman by the name of Morgan, who's now my business partner. He's based out of New York, but all three of them were leaving. So she's like, hey, we're looking for someone to take over it. So we timed our apartment hunting trip to Montreal with their final hip-hop karaoke event. We checked it out. We're like, wow, we want to get involved. yeah, a few months later when they'd all left, we Skyped with Morgan and they okayed it all. And now we have a team of seven of us in Montreal running the event. And it's been a really interesting learning curve. I'd run events in Australia before and I'd threw a bunch in Toronto with my music and it all went pretty well, but it's not this. So it's been cool. And it's got to the point now where in July where we have an event in conjunction or as a part of the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival schedule, which I found out recently is the biggest comedy festival in the world. So we are extremely excited about that. They announced it, I think, last week or the week before. It's hosted by Hannibal Buress, who's apparently a big deal, and really excited. It's great, and this event has helped us, particularly me with my music, has helped me get in touch with a lot of people in the scene. It's given me credibility already, so it's really given us a huge leg up in this city to meeting the right people and learning the ins and outs of event promotion very quickly. That's been great.
That's really fascinating, and because it is in multiple cities too, listeners could pop down to somewhere in Vancouver and go to Hip Hop Aussie. Hip Hop Karaoke too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Vancouver one apparently is always crazy. They're really, really good. I definitely want to check that out. But all of them, the good thing, it started in New York, and most of the ones that pop up actually get the blessing of the original guys who started the one in New York.
Mm.
So it's sort of like even though they don't have to, it's like, hey, we want to. Here in Vancouver, is that okay? And they're like, yep, no worries. And so that's actually really cool. People really respect it, and the event just keep growing. It's actually, I thought it was, it's really blowing up here. Like, it's getting bigger and bigger every week. We're getting more media attention. We work it really, really hard. It's not just something we just run it every month. Like, there's seven of us working all the time. Social media, we've got a media department, and we're approaching sponsorships. Like, it's pretty serious, and it's working really, really well. It's been, probably one of the best things I've done since I've been in Canada.
That really is fascinating. And I'll tell some of my hip-hop loving friends here in the city about that.
You should just become check it out, even as a not necessarily a hip-hop fan. You don't really have to love hip-hop to be able to enjoy the event. Karaoke, people are funny as well, but at the same time, it just ends a guy. Like, I was like, I'm not expecting this to be any good at all. It's genuinely really, really cool, and you have some people put in so much effort for the performances, dressing up and costumes, and they're learning all these languages, and now we're having like synchronized, like full-on choreographed dancing and pole dances and like dance crews. It's actually getting pretty crazy. So it's a really good time.
Awesome.
So definitely, if you get a chance, check it out.
Excellent. Thanks so much for that little story, Craig, and for your time this afternoon. It's been great chatting all the way from Montreal.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we'll be in touch. And listeners, you can look forward to hearing an interview with Notion, C's brother, in the coming weeks too.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, man.
The question: what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
All right, welcome back to CITR Radio. That was the last part of spelt CEE. He is an Australian expat from Melbourne and a very prolific hip-hop artist. You can find his Bandcamp, ceetmf.bandcamp.com. And what a great interview. He was very articulate, well-spoken, and really appreciated the time to chat today. And very hard-working guy. It is not easy being an expat living in this country. Starting out, especially, I mean, working in music is hard for anyone, but C's done an amazing job in Melbourne. So check out his music, and we'll be talking to his brother at another time too. So this is Stranded. Not a lot of time left. I just wanted to quickly play for you something cool, a CD single of mine. I'm going to play you this whole thing. UMI, my favorite rock and roll band from Australia, featuring the amazing songwriting talents of Tim Rogers. I've got the single for Kathy's Clown that I dug up in my room. I'm going to play for you that from the classic album Hi-Fi Way. So let's play for you the single. First song, Kathy's Clown, and both of the B-sides. All three of the B-sides. Here it is. This is UMI with classic Kathy's Clown. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'm leaving you with a... I'm playing for you the whole single of Kathy's Clown, which came out in 1995, recorded, produced by Lee Ronaldo of Sonic Youth, the legend. So you heard there Kathy's Clown and then Highway Fi. Let's get into the last two B-sides, Gira E.S. Rapira, and a cover of the song In the Street. Bye for now. This is UMI. We'll be right back.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Like him, don't like to party.
Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?